Your Metro Kia of Madison Sports Center.
Good morning, Madison and streamers everywhere. I'm Jesse Nelson, Sports Center, brought to you by Goodman's Jewelers, the diamond store of Madison for generations. Check them out at 220 State Street and online at goodmansjewelers.com. The Green Bay Packers have never won a regular season game in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans. Will Sunday be the first time they get it done? Not according to ESPN Bet, who lists the Packers as 3-point underdogs heading to Nashville on Sunday. Kickoff is set for noon. Uncertainty on whether quarterback Jordan Love will be able to return from his sprained MCL injury to participate in Sunday's game, or if former Titans quarterback Malik Willis will get a chance at revenge with his former team. Again, Packers Titans noon Sunday, televised nationally on Fox. Plenty to get you set for the game all day on 100.5 ESPN, including more Wilde and Tausch with ESPN Packers reporter Rob Domofsky, scheduled to appear about 25 minutes from right now. Meanwhile, baseball, the Brewers fall 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks last night, still chasing the Phillies and the Dodgers for one of the top two spots in the National League standings. Remember, that team gets a first-round bye through the wild card round. Brewers and Diamondbacks back at it tonight, 7-10 first pitch. Stoughton, Mount Orr, Barneville, Prep Mania on the YouTube channel tonight.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde begins now. We'll get to our prize picks for the weekend here momentarily, but I did get an email from my buddy Chuck.
Chuckles.
Chuck Cohen, longtime cinematographer out in California, worked on some of my favorite movies, including Without Limits, about Steve Prefontaine. And I wanted you to hear this because this is for you there, buddy.
Okay.
The subject line is 7 a.m. too early on the West Coast. Hello, Jason. As I was listening to your podcast while hanging out in my infrared sauna,
I heard old T. Saunas are good now. Great health benefits. Is Chuck out west?
He is. I think he would really like
LA?
Chuck.
I think he's in LA,
yes.
All right, I'll reach out to him next week. Shoot me his number.
I will definitely do that. I heard old T ask about how early is too early in SoCal. Is 7 a.m. too early? 7 a.m. is too early.
Chuck.
Everything starts up out here between 8 and 10 a.m. unless it's a CVS or a Starbucks.
Yeah.
But the neighborhood coffee shops open at 8, as does Whole Foods.
Yeah,
there are exceptions.
Chuck.
The coffee shop opens at 8?
Yes!
Yeah, that's
crazy
town.
That's what I thought when I read that sentence.
Chuck, it's really different. Obviously, it's just a different world. But 8 a.m., I'm sorry. You know, I had Ron and the Key getting after me about being a farmer. 7 a.m. is not early during the week. No, if you want to say weekend, it's early. I'll give you that. But if you're a breakfast spot and you're open at 8 a.m. In the central part of the country, people are going to laugh at you. Out here, it's like, oh, yeah, no, the breakfast ain't open until 9. Don't you have to work? Like, well, I don't fully comprehend this whole deal. 9 o'clock breakfast and
they're
coffee?
Laid back, dude.
Yeah, bruh.
Chuck's son is a surfer, so he gets up much earlier, apparently, I'm told.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I do
told you the surfers get up early.
I do want to hang with Chuck, so if I'm going to get in touch with Chuck.
We'll get you connected. All right, time now for our prize picks of the weekend.
Yes, sir. The projections coming from our friends over at Prize Picks. We did very well last week, Tausch.
Oh, so did we ever.
Let's try and replicate some of that success this week. And I have the up-to-the-minute Prize Picks projections they stand today.
Jesse, I got good news. I went Rodgers Moore, and I'm going to go Caleb Moore. So I already have two.
You already won.
In the bag.
Well, nice. You're a winner.
I'm not going to say Caleb for sure. because obviously things can happen, but I feel pretty good about
0.5 passing. Yeah, I suppose it, things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, Malik Willis is posted on Prize Picks. He is on the board.
Okay.
Malik Willis, more or less than 149 and a half passing yards.
Ooh. I'm going to say more for a reason you probably don't think. I think Green Bay is going to have to throw it a little bit because I think they're going to fall behind early. And I think the way Tennessee's going to stack it, Christian Watson's been very quiet until Sunday. Until Sunday, Jason.
Sunday.
Christian Watson makes a big play on Sunday, and that's going to kind of springboard Malik Willis into getting more than $150 Sunday afternoon.
If you're not there, you better be dead or in jail. And if you're in jail, break out. That's from The Simpsons.
I was going to say that part didn't make the cut.
Was that Chuck's son, the surfer dude?
I don't know what Chuck
is doing. Haven't you ever seen a commercial for like a monster truck?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ask Chuck if he's mixing that cold tub in. Obviously, our good friends at Patio Pleasures, cold tub and the sauna, very good health benefits.
Do they have a Southern California location?
He's got to take the 405 and get down to Santa Monica.
Jesse, it's funny you say that. We went out to a great dinner Wednesday night, and it was like super, you know, I didn't love the fact it's like super tight. Like, you know, everybody sitting next to each other.
What'd you wear?
What did I wear? A polo. Polo.
Hat?
No hat. Polo. It's funny because Sarah thinks that I wore slacks that weren't jeans.
Slacks.
And I think they're dressy. And she goes, you know those pants aren't dressy, right? And I'm like, well, there's no design on them. They're gray. Yes, they're dressy.
Dressy and for you, for sure.
Super irritating. But anyways, we're sitting there, and our friends that we're out here with, they're asking the guy next to us questions about his dish. And then we're heading down. Obviously, I'm going down to L.A. in the next week to prep for the USC game, everything else. And it turned into an SNL skit. She's like, oh, you got to take the 405. Blah, 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 blah. People in California love talking about the highway system. I don't know why, but that's an SNL skit that is real. Continue.
I'm being told in the YouTube comments that you're shrinking. So you're apparently getting even smaller.
I'm literally haven't moved. Nothing has moved.
Now you do look smaller, I have to be honest. Now that I look. Did you scooch back your chair a little bit?
I didn't touch anything. So I don't know what that could be.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was the game? What was the
149 and a half passing yards for Malik Willis is where this started.
I'm gonna take fewer. Next.
It's less or more. There's no fewer.
It should be fewer. It should be more or fewer.
Well, why don't you start your own app and then you can do that?
And then I can tell you to run your game.
All right.
Josh Jacobs, what are you doing here? More or less than 77 and a half rushing yards for the
Packers.
Carry
the ball 40 times.
77.5 rushing yards. Dude, Taush, you going to take that?
Jesse, yeah, that's really good, by the way.
You have to. You saw what he did last week. Obviously, Tennessee's going to be more resistant than what we saw against Indy. But, yes, he's going to get 20-some touches, and he needs to average more than 3 a touch. If he does that, he's going to be over 77. So, yeah, I'm going more on that.
I'm going to go more also, just for them to even be in this game, he has to go more than that, and we will see if they're actually capable of that. I do think it's going to be a challenge. There's no, I don't want to act like they're going to be able to do what they did against the Colts. I mentioned Simmons earlier. This is a much better defense, and frankly, their pass defense, I think, is ranked number one in the league coming in. So I'll be curious to see how effectively Malik Willis and company can get the ball into the air if it comes to that. Of course, many people think that Jordan Love is going to start. So I will go more there. Next,
So this is interesting. None of the Packers' wide receivers are on the board yet. So I can't
blame them for that.
Can't give you a Christian Watson or a Jaden Reed, not knowing exactly what the game plan will be for who's throwing them the football. So instead,
what's Daniel Jones at? I've been riding the Daniel Jones train.
I'll get old DJ for you in a minute here.
Yeah. Going less on Daniel Jones has been very good to old T.
Instead of the 149.5 passing yards, you could instead opt for Malik Willis 33.5 rushing yards. Do you like that one better, yeah. Tausch?
Yeah, I think more on that. He has to. If he is going to be your starter, which it sounds, you know, according to Jason, he will be. He's got to get out of the pocket. He's got to make some plays with his legs, and I think that's something he's good at. Yes, if the Packers are going to win, that number needs to be blown through probably by the second quarter.
He had 41 rushing yards last week.
Yeah.
What does he have to get, in your opinion? Like 70 rushing yards?
I said between 50 and 75 is where I think he needs to settle in. I really think it needs to be a couple of third down pickups and then one big old run. I don't think he needs to be doing like what they do with Lamar Jackson and, you know, Josh Allen, some of these quarterback designed power plays. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I want bootlegs where he's out on the edge and he can make a read, put pressure on the defense that way. And then just avoid the rush and scramble and go make a play. Because if I'm Tennessee, I'm not letting him pat the ball. I'm bringing heat. And I'm going to see, is he going to read it right and make the right decision? And if he does, it's going to be big plays on the other end of it, which is, you know, what we saw a couple times last week.
You're going to heat up that cat. I'm going to go fewer. Less. Sorry. Less. Jesse, you got one more or are we done?
I do. Just for Tausch, Daniel Jones, 184.5 passing yards this week for Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they keep dropping that number. Who do they play?
They play the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to go less. Huh? I'm going to go less on that, too. I'm going to ride that train till the wheels fall off.
All right, now the real last one for you, though. Will Levis of the Titans, more or less than 202.5 passing yards against the Packers' defense.
Oh, that better be less. That better
Do the Packers lose if it's more?
Again, I know Jesse hates this. How many turnovers go with that 200? Because if they're behind and he's winging it all over the place, he can throw for 250 and stink. So I don't really care about that. And I think this is going to be a close game. So I think they're going to keep the ball out of his hands until they can't. So I think that's about where he's going to land. He'll be in that 190 to 220 range. If he's more than that, I would think that's a good sign for the Green Bay Packers. If he's 240 plus, that means things have gone the way you're hoping. And he's got to wing it around all over the place. And that probably means 2 to 3 picks with a potential strack that comes into play.
The Tennessee Titans are 0-2. In his first two games, Will Levis, 19 of 32 for 127 with one touchdown and two picks, and 19 of 28 for 192 yards with one touchdown and one pick. So he's got two touchdowns, three picks. Not a good passer rating, not a good season so far for Will Levis, who they drafted to replace
right now,
Malik Willis.
Jason, he's not a good quarterback. He makes bad decisions. He's an athlete. I mean,
it's got a Mayo deal.
I ain't worried. Yeah, it's actually really well done, too. Like, his Mayo deal is very well done.
All right. Well, whoever you're picking, whether it's Will Levis or Malik Willis or Malik Heath, whoever it may be, if you're playing Prize Picks, you're not competing against anyone but the projections.
That is true. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And like Jason said, just you against the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 players. I went with 4 last week. I'm going to probably go 3 this week. And it's fun. You can win. Play $5. You get a $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Win or lose, you get that 50. Download the PrizePicks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to 100. Code WI on PrizePicks for a first deposit match up to 100. PrizePicks, run
your
game.
Your Steinhoffel sleepers of the week are next.
Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Sorry, I forgot that you were going to do the Digi-only tour.
I just showed you a bocce ball court that we got. I showed you the grapes. Went over different...
The Grapes of Wrath.
Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc. The different grapes, the harvesting. I showed Jesse the marine layer that's burning off. So it's going to look, for the next like 45 minutes, it's going to look like it gets darker as the marine layer is burning.
Yeah.
And then it will get bright around 11:30 again. So
very strange. Yeah, unexpected. I forgot that you were going to go on the tour. I came just in time to catch you showing off the bocce field.
Yeah,
and Penelope, the tiny ball that's not really named Penelope.
Yeah, we had some controversy with that last night, too. So.
All right. Well, there's always controversy when it comes to our Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week.
Yeah, who won last week?
Not you, according to 565
Analytics
Collective.
Clinkster. I think Clinkster is now him
he's,
and Jerry.
He's a great arbiter, is what he is.
They're very tight with Jesse, and I'm getting a little nervous about their unbiased opinion. Because there's no way. Who did you even pick, Jesse, last week?
I had Emmanuel Wilson last.
Five what do you have? Like 9 yards.
And that beat Lucas Van Ness's tackle for loss in the backfield. Like, what are
we
doing
here? He also
had a
15-yard penalty, bro.
Yeah,
but that was a garbage call, and they know that.
Did they make the call or not?
It doesn't matter that it's a garbage call.
I don't remember.
Facts are facts. I think what we're experiencing here is somebody who's run his game in the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week for the last 7 years.
Some might say.
And now he's had to give up the judgment of who wins every week, and he's on the ropes.
Although there's no denying that you're shrinking with whatever you're doing with your camera.
Okay, that's good.
You're going to be talking like this by the end of the segment.
Here's the deal. I trust our analytics firm. I don't agree with their thing, but I am not going to be a dictator and fire everybody unless this week goes the way last week goes. Boys, get your stuff together over at the analytics firm. I feel like you're getting a little Jesse heavy.
Get your stuff together and get ready to move it out of the brick-and-mortar building because the dictator is going to get rid of you.
Threatening
after
the officials is the way he's
going to
go.
Nobody's threatening
here.
Them. I'm just saying.
What did you just say to them?
How did I threaten them? Okay. I said make sure you take a little bit deeper dive. You tell me a dude with 5 carries for 9 yards is better than a guy that made a huge play in the game? Get out of here. Come
and
on.
Got whistled for a 15-yard penalty. All right,
did that affect it? It didn't.
There's no controversy when it comes to our great relationship with Steinhoffels. We're so happy. They have been with us from the beginning. I was telling you earlier in the week about what they're doing with Special Spaces Wisconsin, which every time the Packers score a field goal, it's another $1,000 donated to Special Spaces, which designs bedrooms for kids fighting cancer. They also always have great deals. And if you're looking to make over your home, now is the best time during Steinhoffel's Buy More, Save More sale. You don't want to buy fewer or less. You want to buy more. And you can save $100 when you spend $1,999 or more, $200 on purchases of $3,999 or more, and $350 when you spend about $5,000. That's the beauty of the Buy More, Save More sale. And Steinhoffel's always has your largest selection of the newest styles ready for your home. And with 60-month special financing, it's easier than ever to make your dream home a reality. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, since the dictator is in California, we will let him go first because it's still only 8:30 a.m. there.
Yeah, I'm torn now because I keep riding the LVN train. I can't.
Well, it's working he's so not, well he, for you.
He's not getting me dubs. And now you know this week, Jesse will take him and he'll have two sacks. And then I'm going to be sitting there. But I won't complain because the analytics firm will actually get that one right. I do think Green Bay is going to have to be very efficient running the football. And it can't just be Josh Jacobs. So I just don't know how much they're going to play Brooksy, and I don't want to Wildy this.
Oh,
play somebody that doesn't even dress. So with all that said, I'm going right back to the horse. Lucas Van Ness is going to have his week. Rashawn Gary's going to get doubled because their right tackle struggles a little bit in pass pro. Tennessee's right tackle. LVN's going to get loosened up. He's going to make two or three big plays, and I think this week the Academy will get it right, unlike last week. I'm giving the Academy redemption. I'm giving myself redemption. I'm giving Lucas Van Ness redemption. Lucas Van Ness, my Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week.
Lucas Van Ness through two games, the Green Bay Packers have played 132 defensive snaps.
Yeah, he's not getting the reps that I'm hoping for.
He has played 39.
And not as many. That's
29.6% of the snaps, and that is what makes him, for the first time in the history of Tausch playing this game, a legitimate sleeper of the week choice. All right, Jesse, who are you taking?
When you're playing with a lead, you can go out on a little more of a limb. And since I am the top dog coming into the contest here in week three, I am going to do that. Malik Willis is going to want... I'm guessing Malik Willis is starting at quarterback. That's what I would do if I was the Packers. And Malik Willis is going to want some revenge. He's going to want to put up a touchdown pass or two against his former team. So somebody's got to catch a touchdown pass from Malik Willis, in my mind, in this game. I'm going to go Luke Musgrave as my sleeper of the week this week. Because he's been very, very, very quiet early in the season here. I think if you get to a goal-to-go situation, multiple tight ends in, everybody's going to think they're going to run the football. I'm torn whether I want to go Ben Sims or Luke Musgrave. I'm going to go Musgrave because I have in one of my fantasy teams. So I'm going to try to double dip with a win there. So Musgrave is my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week.
I like it. Tausch mentioned earlier interceptions. And we're going to talk to Rob Domofsky. And he's going to explain how you can get a half of an interception, as Matt LaFleur asked him about earlier in the week. Somebody's going to get a pick. Carrington Valentine has been sharing snaps with 2021 first-round pick Eric Stokes. Carrington Valentine has not practiced yet this week. He may practice today, but he has an ankle injury. I'm guessing he will be questionable at best and ruled out at worst from this game, which means Stokioki could end up playing the whole game. And I think Eric Stokes is going to get a pick. Ooh. And while he's a first-round draft pick like Lucas Van Ness, he definitely qualifies as a sleeper because he has been ceding snaps to Valentine. Valentine played more than he did last week against the Colts. So I'm going to go Eric Stokes as my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. Did Chrissy pick one in the studio with you there, Jesse?
She did not.
Well, did you want to let her choose one?
Yeah, are you going to let her or are you...
Dictator.
Sleep. She's got to do the research. Oh, big research. Geez. Chrissy's big on the research and the stats.
She's never going to succeed here.
All the things I'm very poor at. She's very detailed.
Hasn't the show been... Have we not been... Again, you know, you guys know I'm struggling with the time zone. Have we been here 2 hours?
1 hour and 35 minutes.
And I know Chrissy looks like at longer. The show sheet. She knows. It does. She knows... That's that. All right, we'll throw her a break. She could go ahead and pick. What does she want to do it like Sunday morning? What is she doing?
We've literally never had the producer in training pick a sleeper before, but here we are. So
it's changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get Chrissy's sleeper pick coming up. How about that? When I get I still gotta get this Quay Walker audio ready from an hour ago that Doug's asked. A lot going on back here.
Yeah, very busy. What a leader.
Producer school.
What a great example you set for all of our young. Up and coming.
This is when you complain to the host that you're doing too much.
You're funny.
That's one thing. That's one thing you don't need to remind yourself of, Jesse.
Speaking of guys that do a lot, Rob Domofsky, who you can see on TV, you can hear across ESPN Wisconsin, including this show, and you can certainly read him at ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com. He is scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now to talk to our guy. No, sorry. Tausch claiming that maybe Tom Silverstein is still in the mix for that top spot. We know that's not true. Our guy is Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jace. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, you got a really nice golf polo on today. Are you dressed
up? Hey, looks good.
You going to play or are you just looking swell?
Just trying to brighten it up.
Well, you are always a ray of sunshine for me. I am curious, before we get to your story on ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com, where is your gut at on Jordan Love playing? Because you created a bit of a stir, as you are known to do, you know, Zach Tom, Pro Football Hall of Famer. There's been more than a few examples throughout the time that you've been part of our team, where you say stuff and it gets sound graphed and it goes viral.
He didn't give me that good grease last week, though. I tried to get him sound graphable. He wouldn't give it to me.
I'm proud of him for avoiding that. But you said that it wasn't a charade last week. And right. Then that got everybody thinking, oh, Jordan's playing this week, man. If he was really close last week. And then as I start to follow along with our YouTube comments, which can't be a good idea long term, but short term seems like it might be helpful. Someone pointed out the way Steno answered our question yesterday about how will you know if Jordan's ready, and he said Jordan will tell us, which is not the same as the doctors will tell
us. Yep.
What are your expectations? What's your feeling about the Packers starting quarterback on Sunday in Nashville?
Yeah, I thought Steno's comment was really interesting at the time, and the more I thought about it, I think they're leaving it up to him, possibly. You know, Matt LaFleur always says, well, first things first, he has to be medically cleared. Well, he was medically cleared to return to practice. Okay?
Correct.
That's not the same as being medically cleared to return to the game. But certainly when you practice 2 days in a row, one day, the second day of which is in pads, would seem to suggest that he's on the right track. Now, I have this sneaking suspicion that when we get out there in about an hour and 15 minutes, that Jordan Love won't be practicing today. And hear me out on this.
Yeah.
This is juicy.
One of two reasons. No, it could be one of two reasons, and I don't know which it is. It could be he's got through the first 2 days, he's feeling good, they don't want to have any sort of setback that would deter him from being cleared to play or him feeling like he can play on Sunday. Or it could be that they don't intend to play him, so they're going to give the last day of practice of the week all to Malik Willis. Now, maybe we'll get out there and Jordan Love will do the same limited work that he has done so far. But I guess I avoided your question, Jason. Yeah, I have no idea if he's going to play or not. I really don't. I think that the Packers are in a position that they hope he plays.
Hope is not a strategy.
They think it's possible that he will play or may play, but it's certainly not a sure thing.
Okay. Tausch, what do you got out there in California?
Are you on a rooftop out there in a vineyard or something?
I'm not, Rob, I'm not as well versed in camera work as you are. You got it right there with your golf polo on. Hey,
I got lights up here. See, I got studio lights.
Yeah, you look good. It looks good.
You need to clean up your desk.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Rob. So we don't know what if Jordan Love's going to play. We think, Jason and I both think it's going to be Malik. Sounds like you're leaning that way, but you're not going to go out on that limb because you've learned lessons. How sustainable, where do you think that Josh Jacobs ratio is going to be? Because if he ain't playing, the formula, we saw it last week.
Right.
Is that a sustainable formula for this football team?
Not for the – no, I don't think so, Tausch. I thought last week that the number would be under 20 for throws for Malik. I don't know if you would have said 15 if I would have gone under that. I think it's going to have to be closer to 20 this week. And the one thing I will say is that Malik showed something that I wasn't sure if any quarterback thrown into that situation could do, and that's – handle the football, and I don't even think they came close to dealing with a play clock issue.
Mm-hmm.
At least not that I can recall. That to me is remarkable and shows that he was able to handle the mechanics of things. And, you know, not that you want him throwing it 25 or 30 times, but I think he showed that he can do a little bit more of it. Now, if you don't get a lead early, then the whole plan mm-hmm. might not have even worked last week. So, I would think you'd see Josh Jacobs carries go from about 32 to 24 yep. and Malik Willis's attempts go from about 14 to 19 or 20.
Hmm.
Okay. I'll buy what you're saying. And I think running the football, you're going to maybe see a little more Malik if that's what they end up going with, but that's the beauty. And that's why they're playing subterfuge, is to keep Tennessee guessing. Yeah. All right. Defensively, a lot of Quay Walker talk. I know Jason brought that up with Halfley yesterday. What have you seen so far from Quay?
Yeah, every time that there's a scheme change, and it doesn't happen very often, but you know, I go back to when Dom came in and 2009.
Yep. There's always Aaron Campman.
There's always one player that seems like may not be a perfect fit. And it was Aaron Campman in that season, and I believe he ended up leaving the next year or the year after to go to Jacksonville. And I'm not saying Quay doesn't fit this, but I wonder if Quay doesn't fit how they're using him and where he's playing right now. And I don't pretend to know the difference between all these, you know, middle linebacker Sam, Will. I didn't get into this to necessarily break down.
You're more of a punting guy. You and McAfee.
Yeah. But I do wonder if there's a way, and I'm not saying you just put Clay as an edge rusher or something like that, but I do wonder if there's a way to get him in better position. And to me, that's the charge of the coaching staff.
Before Jason jumps back in, do you think right now, because Jason has been enamored with Wilson, both his play on the field and his physique, which is still
chiseled.
Really weird, but
yeah.
Whatever. Is he going to hold off Cooper?
That.
He loves him. Is he going to be
– I do.
Do you think that Cooper, when we start talking about November, December, they obviously like him. They drafted him second round.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a player in this, or is Wilson and everybody going to hold off? If there's no injuries, is Edrian Cooper going to be a player for this team this year?
Yeah, here's what I think, Tausch. I think that, you know, Eric Wilson has solidified his spot in the base, but that's only, 8, 10, 12 plays a game.
Right.
And I think that's going to be his role. I think there are going to be times in the nickel that instead of it being Quay Walker and Isaiah McDuffie, it could be Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper. I think that, in fact, we saw that a bunch in camp, just like we saw at times when they went nickel in the secondary, you saw Javon Bullard go down to the slot and Evan Williams play safety. I think they have to figure out how to play all these guys and get them all on the field, which I know, Jason, you asked a bunch of questions about that. You made the analogy that it's not, you know, fifth grade booster club basketball where, you know, the minutes are even, but they have
Rob, if Wilde's coaching – if Wilde's coaching that fifth grade hoops, he's putting his kids out there at the end of the game to win. So even that question maybe is a little disingenuous. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he better be, because I tell you, Tosh, if there's a, I told a parent this once in seventh, eighth, and nine-year-old baseball that if there's a scoreboard on the field, we're playing to win. So
nobody's that's why your kids are world-class athletes, Rob. That's why they're
Jessica's genes. In fairness, Rob and I are built a little bit differently in some ways. Love him like a brother. I don't follow that same program. All right, finish your thought.
I just think they're in a position where they, you know, until they get some more injuries, which they're going to happen.
Right.
And Tosh, you know that all that sort of stuff takes care of itself organically with injuries, that, you know, eventually they're going to need these guys. So getting them some opportunities now to play handfuls of snaps, you know, play a series here and a series there, I think will be great in the long run when you inevitably have to play those guys in a role. And sometimes, Dallas, you know it, sometimes a guy goes in as an injury replacement, and Adrian Cooper takes over, and they never get the, you know, they never get the job.
Little Pip City USA.
Could happen on Wisconsin's Morning News on WTMJ again on Monday. All right, Rob, two things before we let you go, and you get out to practice, since I don't go and we rely on you for that information because I have a radio show to do. One, Tausch mentioned your affinity for punting. I was looking at the stats, and as good as you and I think Daniel Whelan is, there's a hell of a lot of other punters that are good too, it would appear. But what do you make of what a weapon he has turned out to be?
Well, I'm going to take you behind the curtain at ESPN here for a second. We had an assignment this week that went along with the power rankings every week, and there's always
by the way, Rob, y'all's power rankings suck this week.
Yeah,
Green Bay wins and they drop three spots. What are we doing?
I should vote more. I think I forgot to vote this week. Okay.
That makes sense.
Anyway, the assignment was pick the role player who's had the biggest contribution so far through two games. Of course, you know me. Who did I pick, Jason?
You picked Daniel Whelan.
And they rejected it. They said, punters aren't role players. They're primary players. And I was like, oh, okay. I finally have made an impact on someone. So I ultimately went with Eric Wilson.
Body beautiful.
I see the game Jeff Hafley sees the game through defensive backs. Matt LaFleur sees it through quarterbacks. I see it through the guy standing back there waiting to catch it and kick it.
All right,
He's an outstanding, and he could be a guy who you know, does this for, you know, 8 to 10 years.
All right, before you go, and I don't want to cut your punter talk short, but I have heard you use the line from Airplane 2 so many times that it wasn't until yesterday that I realized it was from Airplane 2 again. I thought it was just a Domofskyism. You love to say, when someone asks for your impression of something, I'm sorry, I don't do impressions. My training is in journalism. And yet yesterday on television, Rob Domofsky did an imitation. Here it is for everyone to enjoy.
Laura, I don't typically do impressions. My training is in reporting, but I'm going to do my best Matt LaFleur impression of what he said today when we asked him what Jordan Love was able to do in practice. LaFleur said he was limited. That's what he said yesterday. He was limited. If you haven't guessed, he's being non-committal about this. However, I was told that last week when they listened
really
to this question,
to
that was not just a charade.
Well, the ending, you stick the landing, too.
That he could actually have played last week. As for what we saw today, they were in pads. This was their padded day today. Jordan Love was out there doing limited work. I asked LaFleur if that was a big step, and he said any day that Jordan is out there is a good day. As for tomorrow, Laura, that's when we'll get the status reports for the game. And don't be surprised if Jordan Love is listed as limited and questionable.
I didn't practice how I was going to say questionable. I kind of, you know, the landing, the judges took off a couple points there.
Well, Laura gave you a courtesy laugh regardless, because that's how good you are and you deserved it.
Someone go Google or YouTube Airplane 2 courtroom scene when that's where I stole the inspiration from.
Yeah, Jesse's got that side by side already.
He's on top of it. He's very good about that sort of thing.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah. Rob, let us know what happens at practice and let us know how limited Jordan Love appears or if he appears at all. Thanks, buddy.
Will do. We'll see you.
All right, that is Rob Domofsky. He is headed to Packers practice, which will kick off while we're still on the air here. Tausch, if you want, because I know it's getting a little cloudy. It's probably going to get a little dark out there
next.
Yeah,
it's going to get a little darker pretty soon.
Maybe you should tell us a little bit about Fortrea now, just so you have some flexibility in your schedule.
Absolutely. And if you need a little flexibility with your pocketbook and need a little more cash, Fortrea's got you covered. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60. Body mass index, 18 to 32. Study, 2 stays, 15 nights, 7 follow-ups, $13,820 for your time and participation. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
All right, we've momentarily lost Tausch, but I'm sure he'll be back. Apparently, there's some lighting issues there on the winery. So, Jesse, you're going to play my question and answer with Jeff Hafley. I tried to be nice because I think there was probably a harsher way to ask this question. I want you to critique. You and Chrissy together can critique my question.
Oh, gladly. Here we go.
Hey, Jeff, where is Quay 2 games into your system compared to where he could be eventually? I know you really like how he fits what you do, but he's had some moments, right?
We've all had moments. I mean, I've had moments. I love where Quay's at, and not where Quay could be, where Quay is going to be. Ooh. I love that even more. There's some plays you turn on now, and you're like, wow. I mean, look at that. That's exactly what we're talking about. You're also talking about a guy who's playing in a totally different scheme, right? And he's seeing a lot of different things for the first time. And the way he works, I mean, the way he practiced today, I mean, I'm really excited for where he is going to be. And I'm very, very pleased with him right now and very confident in him.
Hmm. So that was the nicest defensive answer I've gotten in a while. Right?
That's
not where he could be, where he's going to be. What'd you think of the question?
I didn't think there was anything wrong with the question.
I didn't think so either. I thought it was being nice.
What I think, when I hear that, what I think, when you get that type of response for a question that's not necessarily ill-intended, is Jeff Hafley knows that Quay Walker either hasn't been living up to expectations or hasn't developed since he's taken over the way that he wants him to, and he's interpreting what you're implying without you actually saying it, and so he's getting defensive, standing up for his guy 2 weeks into the season, even though nothing was really said that was like any kind of attacking toward him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think he reckoned, his line about how we've all had our moments, I had moments. Yeah, but Quay, the expectation is, and whether it's fair or not, he's a first-round pick. And that's what happens. And we can bring A.J. Hawk, when he's not on the McAfee show, onto our show, and he can talk about that, you know, he had a good career in Green Bay, but in the eyes of many, it was not what you want from a guy that was the 5th overall pick. Now, you look at that draft, and there were a lot of guys that were not what you wanted as a top 10 pick from that draft. That was not a great draft. But the bottom line is that expectations matter, and there are expectations on Quay Walker. And to Rob's point earlier, I do think that there's an argument to be made that he should be playing the Will linebacker, where he flows more, and the middle linebacker is a tackling machine, and maybe that Isaiah McDuffie is more well-suited for that spot. But that's not how Jeff Hafley views it right now. All right, that is the end of the 10 o'clock hour. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour. It's kind of like one of those, like, when you put those two pictures next to each other, and then you have to see in the like Highlights magazine when you were growing up what's different. Chrissy's over there going, what's Highlights magazine? The reality is you're going to notice something different when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Let's see if you can pick it out.
Let's see if old T's good to go. That's important to find out here.
That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.